Hi, welcome back to lesson two. We're going to be talking about power words and sigil magic in this lesson. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when they're doing magic and they're focused, or they should be focused on what they're doing, that the things that they're saying, speaking, talking about, thinking about, all of those things around them are affecting the outcome of their spell. And, you know, I used to be really particular in the beginning, but way back in the day, starting out as a medium and connecting with my clients' energies and stuff, I was always very fussy about which way the table sat, and that the house was completely quiet and that there was no distractions. And then over the years, as I continued to develop as a medium, I realized that, no, I could read someone in the middle of a busy mall, and I could, you know, read someone in an audience of 500 people, that I could just focus on that one person. And I teach my clients and my students for mediumship that if you're waiting for everything to be quiet and for everything to be still and for everything to be perfect, you're going to be waiting for a long time. And if you do that, then you'll just not do as many readings, because let's face it, we have busy families. We have a life that goes on outside of our private rooms and doors, and tractors come by, and, well, I have tractors come by, but, you know, trucks honk and, you know, fire engines go by. Those things happen. And if you're waiting for those things not to happen, to be a medium or to connect with spirit, because it'll throw you off, then you're going to be waiting a long time. However, here's where I differ. When you're doing magic, it is very, very important that you stay focused. And that's where mantras and our words and our state of mind come in. A mantra is typically a short word or a phrase or a sound that's spoken during meditation purposes. Though when you're doing magic, clearly you're not meditating, you are going through, you know, the steps and the process, but it's an uttered word or thought, whether it be spoken out loud or in your mind, in repetition, that is going to keep your magical energy, your mind, and your body focused on everything that you're doing in that moment. And they've been doing this since ancient times. They were considered mantras to be sacred. They were calming sounds, which is why you'll often hear the most common mantra of all is which is used to wind down at the end of a yoga class. But in modern day, we're starting to see mantras as being phrases or words or mottos that you can repeat over and over again to really amp up your focus. So one of mine is, my mind is brilliant, my body is healthy, my spirit is tranquil. Another one I have is, I create my path and I walk it with joy always. My body is a temple. I keep my temple clean. So now, how does that factor into your magic? Well, for me, I like to say things out loud. I think it helps me to stay focused and on target. So if I'm working on a spell and I'm mixing my herbs and my ingredients together, or if I'm going on a walking, cleansing, healing meditation, or if I'm smudging my property or my home or myself, or if I'm drawing a sigil or writing a story, I repeat the mantra over and over again. It's like amping up and working my magic. It's allowing my mind to be exactly where it needs to be and focused on what it needs to be focused on. Those are power words. And power words are words like I create. Power words are I am. I am conquering my fears and becoming stronger each day. And I will is a power word. I will have a good day because it's my choice. Another one is I hold. I hold the key to better health. I hold the key to abundance. I hold the key to love. Words like potential and limitless and success and confidence and unbreakable. When you think about a power word, you think about something that just like, wow, that's just like a really like intense vibrational word. Like it just, it really holds on to the energy and the meaning of something. I often, when I tell stories and I'm writing for my newsletter, if I'm writing on my social media, I pay very close attention to the words that I use. And in an email, even if I want to tell you about something maybe that I didn't like or something, you know, difficult that happened, I stay away from words like trauma, bad, hate. Those things are lower vibrational energy words and definitely not something that I want to be focused on when I'm focused on my magic. So if you don't want to repeat a mantra during the time that you're doing your magic, then at the very least, have a power word and write that power word down in the middle of your altar. Write that power word and tape it to the back of your card deck if you're using cards. Whatever it is that you're doing, that power word is the word that's meant to lift your spirit and align you with the thoughts and the feelings and the vibration to be successful at this time in your life. And after all, isn't that what we're doing? Speaking of writing things down, I also want to cover sigils in this lesson. Now, you may know what that is, but I might have a couple of things. So if you think you already know about sigils, I just ask you to give me a couple more minutes and to listen. A sigil is a symbol that's created to invoke an intention. So just let that sit for a minute. It's a symbol that's created to invoke an intention. It can be used for manifesting. They can be used for protection. They can be used for power. They can be used just as a way to express magic. If you're somewhere, I've seen sigils that are drawn on rocks on the beach and, you know, in the sand. And there's lots of sigils that have existed for centuries throughout history. But the thing is that you can create your own sigil. I love sigils and I use them in a lot of my magic. And to me, a sigil is just the symbol of this intense vibration and energy that only me and the universe know what we're talking about. And I love that because I think that when we keep things to ourselves and keep things pure of love and light, and we're not necessarily sharing someone so they can't put their doubts and their energy into that. It's just our connection with the universe. So to create a sigil, the first thing you're going to do is really focus on, you know, what's your intention? Like what do you want? Is it positivity? Is it prosperity? Is it love? Is it health? What is this spell about? What's the intention that you're setting? So the next thing you're going to do is you're going to draw your sigil. So you're definitely going to want like a sketchbook or a journal or a pencil or a pen, whatever you feel comfortable with. But let's just say you're making a new sigil and you're sitting in the dirt or the sand. You can do that too. You can even carve your sigil into a candle. You can do it any way that feels natural and right to you based on the setting that you're in at the time. So let's say your sigil is about prosperity. So you're going to write out the word and you're going to cross out any duplicate letters. So for example, with prosperity, you would be left with P-R-O-S-E-I-T-Y. So now you get to create a symbol out of your letter because you got to be creative. you got to know that, you know, this is only for you. This isn't about someone else looking at you and judging what you did or what it looks like. You have to trust your ability and you have to trust your intuition. So you're going to take your sigil and you're going to take all those letters and you're going to put them all together to make a symbol or a sign or some sort of a shape that you look at that and you go, oh my gosh, I know what that is. The best time to create sigils are obviously during the moon phase, and then think about what moon phase. Is it a protection? I'd probably do it on the full moon. Is it prosperity? I'd probably do it on the new moon, so coinciding with where you want the moon to be. And you can combine the letters. You can make it look like it makes sense, and you can make it look like it doesn't make sense. It's just how it makes you feel and how and what you know this means inside your heart. Now that's the typical way that you would create a sigil. So I believe that any symbol, a dollar sign to a cent sign to a outline of a whale to a heart. I believe that shapes are sigils. And I believe that if you don't want to take the energy of the word and use those letters, I think that even if you took a symbol that meant something to you, that you recognized, that you could understand. So there's this beautiful, amazing place, and there's a road name that connects to me. So I actually use the road name, and that's what I made my sigil out of, because it stands out to me. I recognize that. I know what it means. I understand the power, the protection, the abundance, the love, all those connections. If there's a place you used to live as a child that resonates with you, or a happier time, if there's an animal, I mean, you could take the word horse, and if that connects with you, you could make a sigil out of that word. I truly don't think it just has to be with your intention. I think that symbols and shapes and signs have power. And I think that if you draw something, whatever it is, it can be totally disconnected from a letter. And I know that people are going to say, well, that's not a real sigil and that doesn't make sense. I think what makes sense to you is what makes sense. And I think that's the biggest problem with magic, is that we have so many witches and we have so many people that want things done their way. And they want there to be rules. And there's no rules. There's no rules in spirituality. There's no rules in religion. That's not true. There's one rule. One rule. Ever mind the rule of three. Whatever you put out will come back to thee times three. And it has to come from a place of love and light. So, but when you're working on your own sigils and your own magic, obviously that it would. But I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to let you go make yourself a sigil, and feel free to email it with me and share it with me. I would absolutely love to see it. And remember, the universe is here for you to create. So whatever that looks like, whatever symbol that is, that's your power symbol. So go for it.